from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The debrief, August 5, 2024. The NFL Top 100 Players list officially completed. I believe it was Friday night that it came out who the final 10 were. TJ Watt found himself at number 8 inside that top 10, just ahead of Max Crosby and Travis Kelce, and just behind Trent Williams and Chris Jones. Number 1 spot does not go to Patrick Mahomes. In fact, Patrick Mahomes not even in the top 3, not even on the medal stand. Tyreek Hill, the number 1 man, according to the players in the NFL.
I could have seen that based on the regular season Mahomes had, even though a lot of it was due to drops, if the Chiefs didn't rally to win the Super Bowl.
How did having the NFL's number one player as voted on by the players help the Dolphins against the Chiefs in the playoffs?
It did not, and the guy ranked number 4 lost the guy that was number 1, and he's won 2 Super Bowls since. Hill, if not for that one game he missed, could have gotten to 2,000 yards. I know it's in a 17-game season. He had a tremendous year. I would have been actually fine if they put McCaffrey and Hill ahead of Mahomes before he won the Super Bowl. It's putting Jackson ahead of him that drives me nuts. That's the one where if I cared about lists like this a lot and wanted to get worked up in Kansas City and wanted to look for things to annoy me, even though I've won the last 2 Super Bowls, that would be one that the NFL players got together and think right now Jackson is a better quarterback than Mahomes, when there's, other than an MVP award, there's no other reason to justify that choice.
So it was Hill, McCaffrey, Jackson, 1, 2, 3?
Hill, Jackson, McCaffrey, Mahomes, and then Garrett was
fine. The NFL players are very dumb.
They're bad at this.
Not just because they rank Mahomes 4th. But they gave a guy who I think is very competitive, but not maybe like a complete psychopath like Brady used to be about this stuff, a huge slight on which to build.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, you don't think Mahomes with Xavier Worthy is going to be very motivated to prove that he made Tyreek Hill, got him a big contract, and nice for Tyreek, he's having huge numbers, but give me a super fast guy and I'll make it work? What a dumb list. And Jackson, the only quarterback I could even see right this second putting in Mahomes' stratosphere, actually, is Allen. I think Allen's better than Jackson. And I know Allen turns the ball over a ton and goes
Stroud.
Hero. I would go Allen is still better than Stroud. And you know I'm a big Stroud fan.
And Burrow.
Dude, Allen is a Terminator, man. If he hadn't run into Mahomes, how many times in the playoffs, how many Super Bowls would he have? You remember the Bills, of course, were my mythical Super Bowl champion,
yeah,
in the 13 seconds
Can't
here.
Forget about that.
I think the idea that Jackson is up there from the players, like, what are they doing? What are you watching? When rubber meets the road, when push comes to shove, who gets it done almost every single time?
That makes me feel better about them putting Garrett over Watt, because if they're not smart enough to put Mahomes one, then they really are terrible at this.
You know who I would have a case that's just, this is a hilarious one. I think there's actually a case, if you were going to put Mahomes something other than one on this list, Trent Williams, in my opinion, would have the case, the best case to actually be number one. Just sheer dominance.
Ahead of McCaffrey?
Yes.
Huh.
There are people that feel Trent Williams is the best left tackle ever.
Who are these people? Name them.
Football people.
The football people?
The football cognoscenti. I'm just saying, people talk about him in
who
that,
like,
who is
the best left tackle of all time? Munoz?
Munoz, to me, is the pick. But, like, there are people that talk...
How about Joe Thomas?
Never played on a team that went to the playoffs.
That doesn't bother me.
No, Joe Thomas is in the team picture there. But I think those three are a pretty good starting point. My point is, if you were going to do that, like, when Donald was still playing... If you were going to have Mahomes not be number one, the guy ahead of him had better be a slam dunk, no questions asked, not just a Hall of Famer, like a pantheon of pantheon type guy.
I thought McCaffrey had an incredible year last year. So I think you could have made an argument that he was the MVP in the NFL, even though they only give it to quarterbacks.
Who is the NFL's worst player if they did a bottom 100 and you couldn't pick, like, random guys?
Well,
based
on what's going on in Eagles camp, Kenny might have a claim to that.
Who is the worst player in the NFL that has actually gotten run?
I think they should start doing that list. That would create a lot of controversy.
I remember when the one guy in Washington who was, like, a long snapper was the lowest rated player in Madden. He went on, like, a huge Twitter rant about why he was better than a 53 overall or whatever.
So, Ayuk is 66th on this list. Here are the wide receivers that the players thought were better than him.
Okay.
Waddle.
Okay.
There's one.
Can you give me where the player was ranked overall, too?
So Ayuk 66.
Mm-hmm.
Waddle is 63. There's one.
Mm-hmm.
Stephon Diggs, 56. Man, he went ice cold in the second half of the season, Chris. Plus, he's older now.
So Ayuk, 66. Waddle, 63.
Yep, and Diggs 56. He's 30 now. I would not.
He's going to have one interesting ass year. Let me.
I don't think
you.
He's their best receiver.
I think Collins is. Yeah, I agree. But he might have a new lease on life.
Keenan
out
Allen
of there.
51.
I think he's criminally underrated.
Agreed.
Man.
And to be honest with you, even though I want the Ayuk deal, that's the trade the Steelers should have made.
I would agree. I think we are actually in agreement on something. I think he's a monster.
The guy rolls out of bed and he can get you 15 catches in a game. And usually against the Steelers, it was against inside linebackers.
Total technician. Yeah, I was going to say. Total technician.
Chase, 45.
We have to stop this right now. Jeremiah has sent a horrifying picture to all of us. Donnie, check your mentions. It's the worst thing I've ever seen. It's you as a centaur. It's your head on a centaur.
I mean, they're kind of giving Pony a lot of credit here. I mean, he looks
like
jacked.
The pecs, yeah. Well, I don't think I've ever seen, like, a fat centaur. They're always yoked up.
I do have a personal trainer now.
Anyway, as you were. So, Keenan Allen, 51.
Then Jamar Chase, 45.
Man, I know he's coming off, like, not a great year for him, but he is. That's a low rank.
You think that's low? Wait till they get a hold of this. Davante Adams, 40.
Jeez.
So there's five receivers ahead of Ayuk. Puka Nacua, 33.
Huge year, but is Puka Nacua definitively better than Jamar Chase?
No.
Right.
And I don't think he's better than Ayuk, even though he was a...
He was awesome, don't get me wrong.
Out of left field. I mean, he set the
prisoner of the moment stuff, I think. Okay, keep going.
Deebo Samuel ahead of Ayuk. He came in at 30.
Jack of all trades, I guess.
60 catches, 892 yards.
He's like a fun player, and he's an MF-er when he has the ball in his hands, which is why he's so fun to watch. Is A.J. Brown ahead of him?
I'd rather have Ayuk. Mike Evans, 26. No issue. I mean, the guy every single year.
If we're talking historically overrated, I think he should be an automatic Hall of Famer. I don't feel football people, like your casual fan, talk about him that way. He should be. He's an automatic slam dunk first ballot Hall of Famer.
Amon-Ra St. Brown, 23 on the list.
I got no issue there.
A.J. Brown, 21, so that's 10 receivers ranked ahead of him. Justin Jefferson, 18. That seems low.
Seems very low.
CeeDee Lamb, 13.
CeeDee Lamb ain't better than Justin Jefferson.
But is he better than Brandon Ayuk?
Yes.
I agree.
By a lot.
And then Tyreek Hill. So 13 receivers are ahead of him.
How...
So they have him as the 14th best receiver in the NFL. Don, do you think 14 sound about right for Brandon Ayuk? Is it the third bowl of porridge, or is it too hot or too cold?
I think it's close, but I do think that there could probably be questions about a couple of the guys around
him. I have a guy that's going to shock you both that it's not on this list ahead of him that I think should be Garrett
Terry
Wilson.
McLaurin?
I think McLaurin could be, yeah.
You love Terry McLaurin.
Scary Terry would be a fan favorite here. Do you know why? Consistently productive with ass at the quarterback position. And what do people here absolutely love?
Ass?
Maybe. But they love a guy who doesn't have the diva personality, goes out there and just balls
well,
out.
Well, I think the most controversial take that you have is you believe George Pickens is actually better than Brandon Ayuk.
I think he has more talent, but I'm not going to go and say that he's better yet. I'm not.
I think
Garrett Wilson's a better receiver.
But
than
I feel like
Brandon
in the
Ayuk.
Heat of an argument before, you have said
I
that.
I probably
Pickens
have, but I think I probably had to walk it back because Pickens so far has been more of a one-trick pony.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.